Similarities in molecules now suggest that hippos are evolutionary sisters of whales, but far removed from pigs and camels, and that the fossil similarities on which Darwinists originally relied were never evidence for common ancestry at all. If the original fossil similarities were not evidence for common ancestry, how do we know that the molecular similarities are? Why should we trust either hypothesis? The answer matters, for two reasons. First, in order to understand how evolution works, it is important for biologists to know the route it took. To explain the origin of whales, we need to know where they came from. Second, relationships are important. Imagine waking up one day and finding out that the people you thought were your parents and siblings are no more closely related to you than space aliens. We all want to know our true family relationships. When it comes to molecular phylogeny, it turns out that we can't tell whether we are more closely related to insects than we are to worms. What's our relationship? Despite the comforting certainty of textbooks and 150 years of argument, the true relationships of the major groups, phyla, of animals remain contentious. Evolutionary biologists Martin Jones and Mark Blackster, 2004. Are we closer to insects or worms? The simplest and presumably most primitive animals are sponges and jellyfish. Other major animal groups, or phyla, have traditionally been divided into three broad categories based on morphological similarities. In this scheme, vertebrates, animals with backbones, such as humans, were considered more closely related to arthropods, crustaceans and insects, than to nematodes, tiny roundworms found in soil and marine sediments. Morphologically, we are evolutionary first cousins of insects, but only distant cousins of roundworms. In 1997, Anne Marie Aguinaldo and her colleagues proposed a radical revision of animal relationships based on comparisons of their 18S rRNA. According to the revised phylogeny, we are no more closely related to insects than we are to roundworms. Obviously, Fukuyama's claim that molecular phylogenies tend to support traditional morphological phylogenies is not true in this case. In fact, results from 28S RNA, a larger molecule also found in ribosomes, conflict with results from 18S rRNA. Even worse, 18S rRNA phylogenies differ from laboratory to laboratory. In 1999, evolutionary biologist Michael Lynch wrote, "Clarification of the phylogenetic relationships of the major animal phyla has been an elusive problem, with analyses based on different genes, and even different analyses based on the same genes yielding a diversity of phylogenetic trees." Lynch was optimistic that with improved methods, molecular phylogeny would clarify relationships among the animal phyla.